Let's bow our heads in a word of prayer. Gracious and Heavenly Father, you are the way, the truth, and the life. You have given us that living stone, and you have called us to be living stones. Bless us now as we go to your word and we hear that word as it speaks to our lives in our time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our text that I'm going to base on is not the gospel reading, but is from 1 Peter 2. As you come to him, a living stone rejected by men, but in the sight of God chosen and precious, you yourselves, like living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, to offer sacrificial sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. As you listen to the reading of this epistle this morning, did you catch that we are called a chosen race, a holy priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, which we are to be ones who proclaim the excellencies of the one who called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. What is it to be a living stone? Think about that for a moment. If you were fortunate enough to be at the play either in the morning or in the evening on Thursday, you witnessed stones working together. You saw a lot of hard work being realized as the young people of our school shared with us a very powerful way. You couldn't help but catch the energy among the students, the teachers, the volunteers in that building next door. They were, in essence, living stones at work. Unless you have witnessed this, it is hard for you to understand that powerful ministry right here in our very midst, taking place every day in that building. Since 1946, God has used that ministry to impact homes and families and lives. And at the very heart of that ministry is the living stones, the very living stone that the builders rejected. While we may debate or challenge the effectiveness of that ministry, we can't help but witness the positive aspects taking place all the time. Just walk through the halls of the school and see God at work in the lives of those we are privileged to share with. In the collect for today, we would have prayed that we may love what you have commanded and desired what you promised, that in the midst of the many changes of this world, our hearts may be fixed on where true joys are found. Where do you find your joy? Where is true joy for each of you? It can't be found in the world's fickle affections, but in the graciousness of a God who calls you a holy nation, a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a people belonging to God. And then the gospel reminds us that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Here is that living stone. It's who we celebrated a couple weeks ago on Easter, his powerful resurrection, his cross death for us. And on Christ alone, we have a solid rock on which to stand. Jesus is God's chosen, precious, living stone on which is the church's cornerstone. Peter tells us Behold, I am laying in Zion a stone, a cornerstone, chosen and precious, and whoever believes in him will not be put to shame. Think about that. We have a cornerstone for our very lives, just as there is a cornerstone out here at the building, at this building, and over there at that building. We are to see that cornerstone being Christ Jesus. You yourselves are to be living stones. This building is made of stone, yes, but it's much more than just a structure. Are you sitting here this morning as living stones or a rock to just absorb what's going on around you? Because that's an important question, because living stones are alive and active. Peter again reminds us, you yourselves like living stones are being built up as a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. And I want you to just take a moment, let that sink in. You yourselves, like living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Living stones are continually being built up. Living stones are active in worship. Living stones are daily in the Word. Living stones are a part of the ministry that takes place in this congregation. For we are to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God. In some ways, we are like a sponge. We are to let it all sink in. A living stone means that we are being built up. We are to be alive in Christ. We are to be active and be a part of the priesthood. It's about all of us sharing together in the ministry. And in our world today, that's a real challenge because most people want a 60-minute God. You're here for worship and then the rest of the week is mine. That's not what it is to be a living stone in Christ Jesus. This time of year, just recently I saw some things on Facebook where northern lights are visible to many who live in the northern parts of the United States. Those lights shine brightly, and if you've seen the northern lights, they're kind of beautiful at night. And this time, even further south, we've seen visible signs of the northern light. What a sight! It's an interesting phenomenon. And what would be the phenomenon if all of us let our light shine with God's love in our world? What would happen? Paul writes that we are to be living stones. That means that through us the light of Christ should be shining all around us. Living stones are more than just being in worship each and every week. Living stones are letting that light shine through their lives, whether it be at work, whether it be in the family, whether it be in our friendships. It is the letting the light of Christ shine through us. Peter says, whoever believes in him will not be put to shame. That's really positive news for us. Whoever believes in him will not be put to shame. You and I, as God's lights in our world, need to see that light shining through us and in us. Chosen means that we are being fed on the pure spiritual milk as he begins that gospel reading, like newborn infants. Long for the pure spiritual milk, that by it you may grow up into salvation, if indeed you have tasted that the Lord is good. And come to him, the living stone that has been rejected by men, but in the sight of God is chosen and precious. What are you? Where is your involvement? Is it daily in the Word? Is it being a part of the ministry here at Trinity? As living stones, we are to be built up. That is, we ought to be building one another up as brothers and sisters in Christ. We are to be a spiritual house, a dwelling place of the living God, where here we see ourselves working together for proclaiming and letting our light shine. We are to be a royal priesthood, qualified by God's grace. We serve one another. We share with one another. We grow up together. And we offer spiritual sacrifices. Not just spiritual sacrifices, but spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Christ Jesus. And why do we do all this? We are called to be living stones because Christ went the way of the cross. Sunday after next, we'll be taking all of this down because we'll be getting to ascension where Christ goes back to his heavenly Father. Doesn't seem possible. That's how quick the Easter season has gone for us. His death and resurrection are a full payment for yours and my sin. When Christ cried out, "It is finished," the sacrifice was complete. The resurrection, that empty tomb, was his confirmation, God's confirmation to you and I of how powerful Christ has accomplished all for you. Here is the living stone. Peter talks about that living stone, that is Christ, who was rejected by the world. And we live in a world where we see a great deal of rejection of the message of Christ. And yet we are called to be the living stones. We are called to be built up and live out our lives in a way in which we can give glory to God. Because as living stones, we live in God's grace and forgiveness. Each and every day when we falter, when we fall, we know that God is there to pick us up. And we will do that. Each and every one of us. Because sin affects our lives. Living stones are alive and active through word and sacraments, by coming to the Lord's table, through holy baptism, through reading of God's Word, being in study of God's Word, sharing together. We are called to be living stones. So together, we have a place in this community. It goes far beyond just our worship life. It goes beyond just being here in worship. It is about touching each and every life, getting to know one another, sharing with one another, working with one another, and building one another up by seeing ourselves all as living stones. The difference is all of you. A building is just that, a building. But living stones are much more than a building. They're about all of us together, working and sharing and proclaiming the powers of Him who loves us with an everlasting love, for Him who is the way, the truth, and the life. We do know the way, as Angela talked about in the children's message. And that way makes each of us living stones. Amen. Let us rise.